Recording now.
Okay, so this is the Vanguard Academy board meeting. Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2023. June 15th. Our agenda says May. Today's June 15th, 2023. The time is about 6:35 p.m. So we'll go ahead and open the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item is public comments. I don't think we have any public comments today. Okay, so then we will move on to items of excellence. And we do have a pretty excellent item for this month. I think everyone heard that we're off of probation. So.
Yeah. Unanimous? They didn't have any questions.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Awesome.
If anyone else has any other items, you know, we just not school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Maximus is doing well.
Any other items from anyone? Okay, so we'll move on to the next item, which is the minutes from the previous meeting. And do we...
We have been having printer issues, so I emailed those out to
everyone. Yeah, we have them electronically.
Is that all right to
look
at it
if
on our phones?
If everyone can call them up on your phone.
Let me just make sure those were sent.
I have the budget and the policies.
I'll do a reply with this one real quick. Okay, should be in there in about 30 seconds pulling up for the May 12th meeting.
Okay, I just got it. I got the procurement oversight.
Oh, did I send the wrong one? Okay. I will send it.
Yep.
Did you guys get that one too?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a sec.
There's our summary.
Oh, I don't have those. Minutes. Did Stephanie give you those minutes, Charles? I wasn't at that meeting because that's the day my baby was born.
For the procurement oversight?
No, just from the last board meeting. Should we just skip that and do it for next time?
Last board meeting.
Yeah.
They should have been posted.
Okay, I'll go to the website.
Online, but
I'll skip that one if you want me to.
Okay. I thought we sent them to you to post on the online.
Okay, I'll check my email.
Okay, so let's hold that one over until the next meeting. And we'll approve two sets of minutes next meeting. So the next item is the director's report. And Charles, we'll turn it over to you for that.
Okay, one question I have real quick. Did you already do a roll call?
Oh, no, we did not. Thanks for reminding us, so... Let's do a roll call. We'll start with Dan.
Dan Jessup, board member.
Ben Robinson, board member.
Debbie Malone, board member.
Kim Mangum, board member.
Hayden Stender, Red Apple Financial.
Joy Palmer, board clerk.
And Eric Freeman, board chair. Yeah, thanks for catching that.
Charles Reynolds, director.
Okay. So now we can move on to the director's report.
Okay. I think you mentioned a little bit we were able to get off probation. I think that's a wonderful milestone for us. I also want to just update the board. We've started the contractor working on the electrical installation for the classroom technology that we're doing, and the way things are going, it's looking like we should be able to have all of that installed by the time school starts for in the fall. So I think that's going to really help all of our teachers and all of our students. Let's see, I think those are the main things other than the stuff that I think the Procurement Oversight Committee will update on. So I don't have a whole lot else to go over with the board this month. We'll have quite a bit more in July.
Okay. That sounds good. Also, for the record, Scott Kingston also came in, so he's here for the meeting too. Do you have any questions for Charles on the director report? Pretty short. Okay, so the next item is the budget for the 23 school year. We'll turn that over to Hayden from Red Apple.
So I don't know how John presented it prior to, but as far as the template goes, so the template's really the same from what John had shown you guys and what we have. So I'll just go over the summary for the FY23, and then FY24 we can jump a little bit more into details, and then if there's any questions with the FY23 we can also hop into details with that. Does that sound good with everybody?
Yep.
Perfect. So on the handouts that are just in front of you, that those three columns, the year-to-date approved budget and forecasted, is what I'll go over really fast. So the benchmark right now is 91.7%, and that's, you know, taking into consideration that this is through May 31st. So everything in that forecast percent column that has that green, that means we're really good on benchmark, or if it's white, that means we're perfect. Red means we're below. Again, just kind of giving some updates there of what I like to show. So starting with the local revenue, right now you guys are at $294,000 year-to-date. Forecasted at $284,000 is what we had, so you guys are actually already outperforming of what was, you know, and with the ERC credit is a good majority of that. So again, the approved budget at the beginning of the year was only $35,000 roughly, so looking really good there. The $3,000 straight from the allotment memo, $5,323,000 forecasted you guys at $5,753,000, so you're at 92.5%, so right perfect on benchmark, everything coming from the allotment memo, nothing's getting holed up. And then the $4,000 is your federal, we're at $552,000 of what was forecasted right now at $1,168,000. I don't think we're going to get quite that big of a jump with the next reimbursements that got put in, and we had to have Amber put them in just because we hadn't had access to your guys' grants yet. But I think, Charles, did you get Red Apple, Courtney and myself, access?
I haven't been able to yet, but probably back in town tomorrow, and we'll get that set up for you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. But I do know that Amber put in some more, another reimbursement for this month for the June allotment.
Okay.
So I think it's Title I, maybe Title II, Title III, if you guys have that. And then maybe some ESSER funds, ESSER II in particular. So we'll see what comes over with the June one. And then as far as your expenses goes, so your hundreds, obviously salaries, and with every school, that's the largest expense that's going to show on your budget report. So you guys are at $2,295,000 right now of your projected $2,782,000. So 82.5% is what you're at right now. That's great to have that wiggle room, especially with, you know, the next June payroll coming up. So it's great to have that wiggle room there in your salaries. And I think salaries are always, you know, at times one of the hardest but yet most important to benchmark for accurately. Coming in play with that correlates directly is your 200s, your benefits. You guys are at 361,000 of 430,000. So again, that correlates directly with your salary. So if salaries are on point, usually your benefits are really nice and on point. Next up, 300 professional and technical services. Usually these are services that are kind of spent really big and they don't have too much recurrences. One that obviously kind of offset things here was the legal services that you guys had to go through this year. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, you guys have your speech, psych, and sped services, which are, you know, reoccurring. And then you have your professional development, IT services. And then that 300 line item is actually where Red Apple Business Services will be into play as well. I just wanted to be transparent there. So, and with FY24 budget, we'll see a lot of changing in that 300s for you guys in favor for the school. 400s, purchase property services. This is your guys' second biggest. It's your lease of buildings, your utilities, repairs and maintenance, custodial. So, again, you got to have building, you got to pay teachers. That's how, you know, hand-in-hand how schools run. So second biggest expense item there is your guys' purchase property services. Moving out to the 500s is your other purchase services. And this kind of more depends on your property and liability insurances. The tuition, Vanguard pays a tuition thing. Mm-hmm. I think Charles knows more about that than I do myself. And then transportation services, some per diem and any advertising or telephone and internet, that all falls in that 500 other purchase services. So right now, 85,000 of 80,000. So that is higher than what was forecasted and projected. And then the supplies and materials is at 751,000. Again, right now that it's being summer, I don't think any more supplies and materials are going to be coming in, if at all, very little. And that's capturing everything from classroom supplies, office supplies. The biggest thing that kind of caught in this latter half was the graduation supplies. And then we've got food and kitchen supplies, textbooks, curriculum, and then tech hardware. And then, I don't see that jumping drastically there. And then your property and equipment there at 254,000. These are usually the bigger purchases that are exceeding that. I want to say it's the $500 per limit unit threshold. And so this is kind of your technology software, hardware, and then furnitures and fixtures that exceed that. And then aside from that is your guys' dues and fees. And this is going to take in, you know, banking fees, dues and fees, and then what we use now to make invoice payments and bill payments, we use a software called Bill.com, and it actually syncs directly with your guys' QuickBooks account. And so there's no need for double entry or anything like that. And rather than Evelyn having to hand process the checks, now it gets done through Bill.com. And there's just a small service fee that's charged with that per check that's issued. But it saves headaches, and it all of our schools use it, and it's awesome. And you know, if anyone on the board wants to have eyes over that, we can add you to it, and you can see everything. And so there's no transparency effect there, so you can have eyes on all those. So all in all, as it sits right now, you guys are looking at 477,000 net profit. So you guys were budgeted at 223,000 that was voted on. So you guys are at 7.5. More than 7.5 operating margin right now, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys obviously blew it out of the water based on what you guys budgeted and what was voted on. So I'm really excited about that. Another thing I wanted to just touch on really fast was you guys' enrollment. I hardly see enrollment so great, honestly, so flatlined. You guys mm-hmm. hardly lose kids, if at all, any. So that enrollment in that bottom right section, just a little graph there, because as you know, your WPU is based on enrollment, and you know, when you're not getting the amount of kids that you budgeted for, it definitely throws off approved budget. Mm-hmm. So I'm really pleased to see you guys' enrollment just always in great shape there. Any questions about the FY23 at all?
And maybe I'll just add a couple of comments there too. To clarify, first of all, I might mention with the Bill.com service that they're using, that has really been a fantastic service for and made it real easy for me to be able to follow up and approve and see things. I actually get notifications right to me as soon as they have invoices ready to review and approve. So it really does give us a real-time follow-up and following through on everything. And so I just want to mention there to Hayden, I really appreciate the way that program's working. And then also when you had mentioned the amount on the tuition, if the board remembers last year, that was the amounts that we approved. That is basically covering the students' college tuition for the concurrent enrollment. And so that's where that number is coming from.
Okay.
All the rest of it, I think it looks pretty consistent and pretty good. With the salaries, one thing to keep in mind on the amounts there is the fiscal year 23 actually does, because the contract time period goes until July 31st, then that will include July's salaries as well into the fiscal year 23 budget. I think that's everything that I had to add there, Hayden.
Perfect. Any other questions with any of the FY23 budget?
I just wanted, so Brad couldn't make it to the meeting. He was trying to get his flight changed, but he texted and said he's reviewed both budgets and doesn't have any questions or concerns. He says they both look really solid. So just some input from Brad also on the budget.
Perfect. And then, with everything else there, I mean, you've got some, I call it eye candy. You get that expense pie chart showing you, you know, what you're spending the most on. And then your monthly revenue to expense, which is always, you know, something that, as far as operating money goes, you can always see, okay, we exceeded our expenses consistently, or are we exceeding revenue consistently? So you can kind of see just with those charts there where you're at. And then, again, your bank account, days cash on hand, things like that that, you know, matter when you have bond covenants and things, which you guys don't. But, again, I call it some eye candy there so that you can see those expense charts and things like that as well. Perfect. So if we don't have any more questions, we will move on to FY24, or do you guys need to do a
vote? Do we need to vote on this?
Before.
So we need to vote on the 23 budget and approve that on the final. So we'll entertain any motions from any board members to vote on and approve that final 23 budget.
I motion that we approve the final 23 school year budget.
Okay. The motion from Debbie and the second from Ben. So all in favor of approving the final 2023 school year budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say no. That was unanimous. So that 2023 budget has been approved. So now I can go on to the 2024.
Perfect. So the FY24, if you just flip the page, it's going to be on that far right column. I tried to keep it in the same place that John had for you guys. Is there any questions finding it before I start rambling on about it? Perfect. And then I gave you guys also all of the columns so you can reflect based on FY23s and then what was actually voted on for FY23s all the way back to FY22s. So with the local revenue, the biggest thing, a few big things here, Vanguard did open a PTIF account, which is awesome. It's the Public Treasurer Investment Fund that the state does. So Vanguard's got a good amount of savings that just sits in the savings, and the return on savings with the banking just isn't giving you guys what you could be earning elsewhere. So Charles went ahead and opened a PTIF account. So we're actually thinking that your guys' interest income is going to be near $56,000. So the PTIF is currently at 4%. So if we were to move $1.2 million over to that PTIF, you guys would get roughly $56,000, which is awesome for you guys. Charles, I don't know if you've done that already or if you're waiting for FY23 to do that, or excuse me, FY24.
I actually did ask John to make arrangements to get that moved over. I haven't touched base with him yet to see if that was worked out yet or not, but I'll follow up with him on that first thing tomorrow morning.
Perfect. Thank you. So obviously that's great news for you guys. And then again, these numbers are coming off of what John had a little bit already worked in there. And then myself, John, Steve, and Charles all sat down and went over it one last time before bringing it to the board, just to make sure there were no kink out any tweaks that needed happened. So your guys' food services to students, we went ahead and just zeroed that out, difference of $100 there in that variance column. Food services to adults, we put at $1,500, so a little less than what you guys currently forecasted for FY23. The student activities, we put at $26,300, so again, a little less than what was already in FY23. And then donation fundraisers, we put at $15,000, again, just a hair less. And then miscellaneous, we only put at $2,500. Because it didn't look like, aside from the ERC, you guys were receiving much miscellaneous. We'd rather categorize anything we can to the proper local instead of just chucking it in miscellaneous. So obviously your biggest hit there is going to be the ERC money that we zeroed out. So you're going to see $183,000 difference in that variance column. And again, a majority of that is just that ERC money that, you know, it's a one-time thing that you, it just doesn't happen again. So all in all, in the local revenue, we're thinking $101,300. Again, without that ERC, you're actually $50,000 more than what's usually voted on with the PTIF investment. And the more money that sits in there, the more we'll just be able to gain as far as interest goes. The $3,000s, I believe, are actually straight from the handout from the state that they sent out that Charles and John had put together. We really just liked all those numbers and we kept them. Do you want me to go into exact detail there, or are we familiar with the handout that was that the state sent out?
I think we're comfortable with what those are.
Perfect. They just took based on your WP mm-hmm. units and then
right.
took everything. The biggest things I will obviously go over are your K-12, because your WP unit went up. So $297,000 increase there. The SPED and impact aid, for a lot of schools, we actually saw a decrease there. So if you're seeing a decrease in that number, don't be too concerned. You guys do have CTE admin that went down $87,000, which was a bigger one. But the other two that are huge is your guys' charter local replacement going up $178,000. And then your, the educator salary adjustment as well that is going up. And I'm trying to find where it's at on here. Here's salary adjustment. There it is, sorry. It's on line 44 down there. So your educator salary adjustment went up $163,000. As we know, that had an additional $4,200 for teachers, and we want to make sure there's no windfall there to the school. So that is just helping the teachers, you know, gain that for extra $4,200. And then one last one is that public educational capital and technology grant. That's leaving all LEAs. It's that $73,359 loss in the variance. We had to zero that out because it's leaving. But overall, you guys are getting $646,000 gain in your state revenue, so that's great news there. So total is $6,388,172. Again, that's very determined on enrollment, and because Vanguard has such steady enrollment numbers, we feel great about that number. So we're pleased there. Federal, this is again based on, you know, what you guys are rolling over, what is expiring. So ESSER II is going to be expiring at the end of September of 2023. So, and then ESSER III will carry on. Your guys' GEARS program is ending. The lunch program, we just brought over $275,000. And then the Title I, Title II, again, that's taking into consideration what is being rolled over from FY23 and FY24. So all in all, $787,000 from federal revenue is what we're thinking. So your total revenue line for all three are $7,277,090. So a hair gain there at $70,000. Again, a lot of moving factors there based on ERC that makes that line move a lot. But more money's, you know, obviously better for the school. So the littlest amount we can have gained is music to our ears. So any questions with the revenue? I tried to go quick there for you guys. Perfect. Would you like, do you want me to do the same thing with expenses there, or is that helpful for you guys?
Yeah.
Just hitting some key notes?
Yeah,
perfect.
I
just didn't want to eat up too much time.
No, you're good.
So the biggest thing, obviously, is going to be salaries here with the additional educator salary adjustment money there. So, you know, again, you got to pay teachers to run a school. You got to have a building to run a school. So these numbers are all from what Charles, myself, Steve, and John all kind of sat down and considered. Charles let me know that they wanted to budget for an additional $30,000 in the teacher line item. So right now, all of the teachers are at 1.6, and then you have your directors separated there, your principals and assistants separated, substitute teachers, special ed, again, everybody there. You got your office salaries, guidance counselor, non-support, and then you've got your paraprofessionals, your SPED aides, your teacher monitors, and then you've got your bus drivers, custodial, and kitchen staff. So all in all, totaling $3,147,000. So that variance total of $364,000 is meaning we're going to pay out that much additional from FY23. I don't think that's too large of a jump. I think it's a perfectly comfortable jump. And then rolling right into the 200 benefits, obviously benefits correlate directly with your guys' salaries. So you're going to see a small increase there as well. We did zero out your unemployment insurance because it looks like you guys are on direct claims, not a quarterly tax. So you only pay, you only pay unemployment when somebody files is what happens there.
Okay.
And then, so any questions with salaries and benefits? Perfect. Rolling into that professional technical services. I don't know if you guys can see the notes. No, I hit them on that. So on what I have here, I just kind of have separated out what your guys is, are spending based on your guys' services and who the vendor is there. So that speech, psych, and OT you guys are keeping, we rolled over just near the same amount, $100 more. The employee training and development, we coordinated with Charles, and he let us know that you guys do love that line item there, so we bumped that up an additional $27,000. The official admin services, we brought down to $15,000 on account that the ERC fee you guys paid last year, you're not going to pay again this year. So we're going to see a nice $28,000 decrease in that service fee. And then the legal services, again, I told you during the FY23 budget that we'd see a drastic change here in the 300s, and that's only going to get dropped to $75,000. Again, that number, we coordinated with Charles to make sure that it was a comfortable number there. We could see that fluctuate a little bit, but Charles didn't really think that was the case. And then the contracted services dropped down to $53,000 because of Ensign Learning Center. And then your IT services dropped as well to $105,000 just because it was forecasted for $130,000, which we just thought was a little steep, so we could see some money getting saved there. The audit is at $29,000 currently. We will be close on the $750,000 single audit. So when the school claims $750,000 in federal revenue, they go through a single audit. Mm-hmm. And Squire is your guys' auditor. I've already been in contact with them and Courtney. So we know Squire pretty well, and we have a few schools that still use Squire. We don't think that it's going to be larger than that. If at all, maybe even $8,000 less. We accounted for it being on the higher side going through the single audit. And then that last item is that business manager services, Red Apple. That is us. So we want to be transparent there. Again, we're going to show you guys where your money's being spent. So all in all, that 300s line item is actually coming down $218,000 with the help of, you know, not as many legal service fees and then the official admin fee of your ERC fees. So $469,000 is what we're projecting that 300 line item to be for your guys' total there. Moving to the 400s, the utilities of $26,000 we rolled over, $100,000 in repairs and maintenance, we actually decreased that $59,000. Custodial, we increased slightly to $70,000. The lawn care and snow removal, we rolled right over. The lease of building facility, we rolled over. We might see that increase, actually, and that can be adjusted. I just don't know what your guys' new contract will be this next year, or if at all, if it won't be adjusted. And then everything else below that, we pretty much rolled over the same number with a little bit wiggle room there. So your total 400s there are at $1.4 million. And again, it's a $41,000 decrease there just because we dropped that steep projected repairs and maintenance. So moving down to the 500s now, pretty steady here. We rolled over the majority of things and just gave you wiggle room between, you know, your liability and property that we see is going to maybe have a good increase. And then the tuition, like Charles spoke about, paying your guys' college tuition, and then the travel and staff per mileage. So overall, we're looking at about 91,000 there, just bumping that up about 10.5 just to cover some additional expenses in that 500s and just changes overall. The 600s, for the most part, are just some tweaks there, and the 600s are really big, so I'm going to try and cut the fat off of this. The biggest thing was the textbooks and curriculums. We jumped up to 109,000. Everything else we kind of just gave either additional wiggle room of roughly 2,500 or a few hundred bucks. We didn't really see anything that we could cut necessarily a lot out of, just because, you know, you got to have all the supplies and technology to run a school. So there is going to be an increase of 25,000. So we're projecting you guys at 799,965 for all the supplies and materials for the school of next year. And then moving down to the land and property equipment improvements. So 160,000 in the land and improvements. I believe Charles has some things that are, Charles, is that the repairs for your guys' second floor or the stairs? Is that what that is?
That's for the exits that we need from the second floor in the south room.
Perfect.
That will be going in this summer and this fall.
Okay. So that's in there, you know, to account for that, so we're not getting a big punch in the gut next year when we get these extra expenses that we weren't accounting for. Furniture and fixture of 25,000. We dropped that just a hair because we figured there was a little wiggle room there. Technology, hardware, and software. It was budgeted at 500,000 last year. We thought it was pretty steep, actually, so we dropped that to 350,000 because you guys are currently at 332,000. And then there's some ESSER-3 ARP funds there that we can record. And then the other equipment of 14,000, that's for musical instrument and any other miscellaneous expenses there. So overall, 550,289 for your guys' total property and equipment expenses. So 78,000 more than what we forecasted you guys for FY23. And then the last one is just your 800, your debt services and miscellaneous fees. Again, we'd rather classify anything we can to a proper classification there. So dues and fees, we put you guys at 6,222, just to give you some wiggle room there. Banking fees, which is the direct deposit fees of 8,631, and bill.com fees will also be in there. And then the indirect cost of 609 we just rolled over. Again, the biggest thing that we're going to see in the 800s is bill.com fees, just because you guys didn't have it last year and it's something new to you guys this year. So overall total expenses of 6,973,311. We put you guys at a 3% goal. Same as last year, you guys had a 3% goal again. So the 3% goal is $218,313. And again, that's just based on your guys' total revenue that's projected. Taking into consideration what the expenses are, you guys are actually looking somewhere closer to $303,780. So it's you guys look like you're going to hit better than 3% goal. But obviously, anything close to 3% goal, we're always happy with. So that is FY24 in a very quick nutshell. Hopefully I didn't eat up too much time there. Are there any questions or concerns with FY24?
Yeah, good job on summarizing it. So.
It was a mouthful. So I didn't have a time limit there, it said, so I tried to find a good buffer of covering everything, but going as fast as I can at the same time. So,
okay.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Really quick.
Any discussion on before we entertain a motion to vote on that one? So we'll entertain motions to approve the 2024 budget.
I make the motion that we approve the 2024 budget as presented.
A motion from Kim, a second from Dan. So all in favor of approving the proposed 2024 budget, say aye.
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 I think that was unanimous, so the 2024 budget is approved. Next item on the agenda is the academic committee report, and do you have that one, Joy?
Yes, that's me. It's going to be super short. The school year's ended. I think we'll have a summary of test results at the next meeting in July. Should be pretty thorough. Our curriculum is in process of being written right now. We did a really great training in May after school ended. We had a training for our teachers on Driven by Data. It's a research-based process that you use to start your curriculum building with your assessments. and then as the students have performance throughout the year, then you measure their performance based on those assessments. And I've also been looking into the USA test prep to increase the rigor in our assessments, because that's part of the process, just increase rigor of our assessments to make sure they match this, the rigor of the end of year test. So our staff responded very well to it. They said that was one of the best training, not one of, they said this is the best training we've ever had. And for example, of the commitment of our teachers, day two, day one was all presentation, day two was everybody getting in and working on it. And everybody stayed till the bitter end on day two and was really excited. And were working and very enthusiastic the entire time. So it's always nice for professional development to go well and for people to like it. And the teachers are excited about the progress we're going to make this year with the new model. So we should have a pre-assessment for every class to measure where students are at. And then end of quarter and end of, midterm and end of term assessments that are standardized and school-wide that we can have data reported on that help us to understand where students are at all throughout the year. And these are different than just the regular classroom tests that the teachers give. So we're excited to move forward in that area this year. So.
Good. Sounds good. Does anyone have any questions or discussion on that before we move on? Okay, the next item is the SPED policy manual. Charles, do you know if we have anything on this to present today? It says Cherie is presenting, but...
It's 87 pages long,
yeah,
so it
Cherie
is
asked
no.
me if I would just go ahead and present
okay.
it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in the past, we had just adopted the state's SPED policy manual, and this year they went through and updated some of the requirements and regulations in this last year's congressional session. And so we just went through and updated by the state updated their policy manual. And so we just, again, Sri proposed to just adopt the state's updates. And that's what's contained in this policy manual.
Okay. Was there anything in that update that are we comfortable with everything in that update? I'm guessing we are, but is there anything in there that might pose a challenge to us?
No, John and I both went through it, and everything looked pretty standard. There wasn't anything that we could see that was raising a concern on anything there.
Okay. So you and John looked over it. Did anybody else? Or?
Sherry herself reviewed
yeah.
it. But otherwise, yeah, it was just myself and John. We did send it out to the board members.
Yeah.
I did send it to all the board members a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it's long.
So that if any of them wanted to take the time to look through any parts or all of it, that they'd have the opportunity to.
Are the changes redlined in there?
Okay. They are not redlined. The state did not have them redlined in the policy manual we didn't go completely through and and look at everything word for word between them.
Okay.
We do have, if the board would like additional time to review and look at everything, we put it on the agenda because it is complete. The actual deadline for us to submit to the state that the board has approved it is in October. So if the board would prefer not to vote on it, adopt it this time, and take some more time to review it and look at it, that's not a problem. We're not against a deadline on it yet. So
this is the state written.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's word for word from the state, then we've always just taken what they've had and given. So I don't know if anyone else feels like they want to review it before we approve it.
You just substitute Vanguard Academy in there for wherever it said somebody else.
That's basically all Sheree did, is she took the state's policy manual and substituted Vanguard Academy's name in.
I wonder if they would. No, it wouldn't matter. If somebody made a mistake when they did that, I just thought, I wonder if there was a statement that said, we adopt the state with the only changes is putting our name in it. In case somebody made a mistake when they were doing it. But it wouldn't matter. If that was the intention. I was just thinking the intention should be written down somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe when we vote on it, if we voted on it that way.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we can entertain any motion, however you guys want to word it, to approve this, the SPED policy manual.
I'll go ahead and I make a motion that we accept the SPED policies and procedure manual as prepared for Vanguard, which included switching the name of and including Vanguard Academy as the school referenced in the policy.
And everything else copied from the
everything
state.
Everything else is copied from the state.
You're going to have to say that again. So, to approve the SPED manual as presented.
As presented, which is a copy of the state policy and procedure manual with the insertion of Vanguard Academy. No other changes.
Okay. So we have the motion. Do we have a second? Motion from Tim, second from Scott. So all in favor of adopting and approving this policy as presented by Kim, say aye.
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 And that was unanimous, so this policy is approved. The next item is the procurement committee update, so we'll turn that over to Kim.
Okay, and we have the notes that were sent to us, so that'll help remember everything. So in our last meeting...
Hey, Charles, can you mute your phone?
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear that.
Is it okay if you mute your phone?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
So we discussed quite a few different situations on our procurement items. The first one we talked about was the cleaning contract, and Michael reviewed it for us. We collected, they collected the bid, and they all came over $50,000, so a new RFP is being sent out for the cleaning contract at the school. So, and we'll score it when it gets available. The next thing we did was we talked about the computer purchases, and we decided we were going to get Dell computers because they are approved and that we're familiar with them. We did an RFP for electrical work. It was out for 7 days. We only received one bid. We didn't find any conflicts with the bidders, and so that has started. That work has started already, and it was approved. The other item we talked about was the auditor's letter and the response, and we thank the auditor for their insight and recommendations. That was the auditor on our procurement. And now the handover, we also talked about the handover to Red Apple is pretty much complete. We do have a few more items that are going to be coming, and Charles could tell us about those. But one item that happened is on the stairs. We're looking at a deadline, and we're trying to hurry up and do them. So our office completed pretty much the architectural and structural part of the stairs, but we're not charging anybody anything for them. So we will have to send out for electrical and mechanical, but I think they'll both be under 5,000.
Good.
It's really fancy, see? Stairs.
And maybe I can just add to there the other things that have been started running since the meeting was we are currently running the IT contract rebid and also the food services contract rebid. And so those are ongoing right now. We also just completed earlier this week the RFP for the cleaning contract for this next year. And so the committee will be reviewing the bids that were submitted over the course of the next week to look at those.
When does that need to be approved by?
Right now we don't have the company's, the current contract that we had ended at the time the school ended. We should have made sure that it was extended to the end of June last year. And so for this next year, the proposal is for the contract to run July 1st through June 30th. And so it would be nice if we could have the review completed over the next week and be ready to select someone for July. We would probably be okay waiting until the July committee, regularly scheduled July committee meeting, but we can kind of see how things go and how quickly the review gets finished. See if the committee wants to look at that earlier at all.
You give us your recommendation on that, okay?
Okay, yeah, we'll see how it goes. As of right now, I think we would be okay. Where the meeting, I think, is mid-July, we would be okay starting the contract around that time, especially if we can have the selection made and we can, ahead of time, at least get the contract drafted up and ready for the committee to look at and approve ahead of time.
There's only people making a mess in the school right now is the contractor doing the work, right?
We do have some summer school running, so we do have some students in the building. And then also the state CMP program approved Vanguard to host the summer meals where the public is, or it's the meals are available for the public to just anyone in the public to just come in and get meals at Vanguard. And so we have been doing that. It's we're approved from beginning last week through mid-July.
You have
to provide that service.
You have staff to take care of it now until it's approved. You get a new
yes.
I mean, not this food, but the cleaning.
Oh, for the cleaning. As best we can, Joshua Williams has been trying to take care of the main parts of the cleaning himself, and trying to keep up on everything himself until we can get the contract settled. With the summer school, we're not using every single class. The number of students there is not near what we normally have. And so it's just a small part of the school that's being used and affected by that.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if we have anything else from your procurement to talk about.
Okay, if there's no other questions, then we will move on to the policy update. And I think we had a couple policies emailed out to us to review. One was the dress code.
The dress code is really the only one to look
okay.
at. The other one was the SPED policy.
Right. That's right.
Which you've already looked at and approved on that one earlier.
So does everyone have that in their email?
With this, the dress code policy, there is one difference from this version and the version that was reviewed by the executive committee, and where there was one statement, I can't remember the exact section it was in, but it was on the second page where it stated that the students would be allowed to wear the uniform from last year versus having to go buy new if they already had it. We changed that to clarify that we would allow the specific colors, but they would still have to, with the shirts, but they would still have to meet the new dress code as far as the any style of pants and button up and stuff.
Okay.
And I think, I can't remember the exact wording. I don't have on the phone, I don't have it right in front of me, but you should be able to see it as you go down through it right there on that second page.
It's on the first page. It's the part that says 20 through 24 students may wear black shirts and blue dress pants if they already have them from last year. Keep in mind the updated uniform when purchasing new clothing for students. Uniform must be followed every day unless otherwise specified by administration.
Okay, right. So yeah, so that statement is the only thing that has been changed from what the executive committee reviewed on Monday.
Okay. So as soon as everyone's had a chance to review that, then we'll entertain motions to approve it.
make a motion to adopt dress code policy 5.3 as presented.
Second.
Motion from Dan, second from Ben to approve dress code policy 5.3. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Unanimous. So dress code policy 5.3 has been approved. The next item is possible closed session. I don't think we have any need for a closed session. Unless anyone else sees a need. So that is everything on the agenda. So we'll entertain any motion to adjourn the meeting.
No motion to adjourn.
Second. Scott motioned, Dan seconded to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 And it's unanimous. Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Joy.